Hi, I'm Jack, and this is Caitlin, and we're from the youth media team, and we're here with Dan. So why are you here?
I'm here to educate myself. I'm a teacher, and so I'm getting my master's degree in educational technology. And why am I specifically in Ireland? Because why not come to Ireland, right?
Who are you here with? Are you here with teachers, and what do you all do?
I'm here with a bunch of other teachers or educational technologists who work in schools, and specifically myself, I teach in a high school. I teach 11th graders English and history. It's great. But I'm with a lot of other math teachers, science teachers, things that I don't really know much about myself, and I'm glad they teach me sometimes.
How does technology in Ireland compare to that in America?
It's comparable. I would say that I think I like your plugs better than I like our plugs. I don't know how much I like your Wi-Fi as much as I like our Wi-Fi. But I think I'm just happy that there's no real difference. And I'm glad that this campus is a Windows campus and not a Mac campus.
What's your favorite piece of technology?
I'm going to say something very controversial. I'm going to say my Windows phone, because that's going to upset a lot of Mac people here. But really, honestly, I'm so glad that I can have this, and it can be connected to my computer, and I can just share everything with that, and it's just so special.
How did you get involved in teaching?
Okay. So my brother and my sister both went to college to become teachers. They never became teachers. They got degrees, but they didn't. I'm the first of our family to actually get a teaching degree and then actually go and teach. And I don't know if I was so much influenced by them as much as I was influenced by, like, my third grade teacher who taught me how to write and how to read, like, The Wizard of Oz, or my eighth grade teacher who almost failed me in English, which is weird because I'm teaching English. But that now I remember everything from her class because she was really hard on me, but I, like, really enjoyed how hard she was on me.
What do you hope to get out of your Irish experience?
I would like to leave here with more ideas for what I can do in my classroom. Specifically, I love being in Ireland because I teach history, and everything here is so old. Everything. So that, like, I can... Everything here is older than America, and I love that, and I like sharing that with my students. I'm going to go to Italy after this, too. I'm going to share them, you know, some pictures and ideas from that experience as well.
How do you use technology in your school?
I'm in a weird situation where I'm on a college campus, so my students kind of travel around a lot. So right now we're going to start giving all of our students their own computers, and we're going to start, they can use their cell phones whenever, and we're going to see how we can work that together. Specifically, I like to show videos. I like to make my own videos. That's what I'm doing a presentation on. And I would like to, you know, get them visually interested, audibly interested in what I'm talking about, because I know that's what we like sometimes, right?
What age group do you teach, and what are their interests and hobbies?
I teach high schoolers, so like 15-year-olds, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. They like to text each other. They like Doctor Who a lot. They like to play Magic the Gathering card games. They like to watch trashy American reality TV shows. They like to tweet about watching trashy American reality TV shows. But they like some of the things that I like. You know, the Beatles is still a thing with kids of their age, and I think that's great, and we can connect on a little something, but not much, but on that little something, that's nice.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.